So the issue is that that money roundabout wasn't always there, but since it was installed, there have been issues where people who aren't familiar with the road and maybe some people that are don't adhere properly to that money roundabout, and people travel through it at speed. So I have secured agreement with the department that that will be repainted in the first instance. In the second instance, we're going to have additional signage put in to warn people who maybe aren't as familiar with the area that the money roundabout is coming up and that they need to give way to the right. And then also further on down the line, the department are going to look at whether that roundabout needs to be built up so that people can't actually drive over it, that you have to slow down, stop and then go round it to try and improve the safety in that area. Anybody who knows there will know how dangerous it is and how many near misses there have been on the roundabout. So we're working to try and get that roundabout improved as well.
And it's good that that sort of assessment will be taken on the roundabout. As you say, it is a new piece of infrastructure, but the adherence, especially then around the school pickup times, it can be mayhem around that area.
It can be very congested, very busy during school drop-off and pick-up. And I suppose all these measures right across the Millmount Road from that roundabout right down to the Shure Street and Millmount Road, we are working with the department, with the local neighbourhood policing team to try and get everybody to pull in the same direction, including drivers themselves, getting everybody pulling in the same direction to ensure that we improve road safety, because it is a very, very busy area and we don't want there to be an accident. We want people to be safe, particularly our children and our young people going to and from school, and everybody is a part of play. So we're working hard to try and make sure that everybody, as I say, is pulling in the one direction to make sure that's the case.
And that collaboration also comes in with parking issues around a few estates. You've named 5 Acres, Curtin Drive and Ashgrove.
And also Millmount Curtin as well on the Millmount Road. They all branch off from the Millmount Road. And you know, when places are busy, people will naturally try and find the quickest way of dropping children off and picking them back up again. And people are using that, I suppose, as a waiting area. But I would appeal for people not to do that. Please use a designated parking bay where you can. And also just be mindful that, you know, there are people living along there who need in and out of their own homes, but also emergency vehicles from time to time need to get in and out of those junctions as well. So asking people to be mindful, particularly of those 4 junctions, and keep them clear and not use them as a drop-off.